This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
To the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Ethos Pelicans is a show on Twitter. Go and follow us both. We appreciate all of the support and we'd love to hear from you all. So, the win streak continues after a crushing victory against, a wonderful victory against the Portland Trailblazers, defeating them 111-97 at home in the Smoothie King Center, and a wonderful way to ring in Christmas time. I think that's just about got us through to Christmas. I think we might have one more game, and then we get to break for the festive season. So, good win, 3 in a row, could have potentially been 4 in a row had the Philadelphia 76ers not somehow gamed the system with the COVID protocols to be able to have their game postponed. That's why we're a bit later in the week for the first podcast this week. If you didn't realise, there was meant to be a game on Sunday night against the Philadelphia 76ers. They have been hit with the COVID and entered into COVID protocols. Unfortunately, they were unable to play. They weren't able to get 8 healthy players, and partially blame the fact that the G League showcase was on in Las Vegas, so it was harder to get players in time, despite it pretty much being called the day before. So, disappointing result for the Pelicans, but alas, it kept the win streak alive. We didn't have to take them on, and instead, we get to play them later on. They get out of a back-to-back. They actually played against the Boston Celtics the back half of the next day, which they were meant to play a back-to-back, us and then Boston. Instead, they played Boston and beat them. And, so very well played and great strategic postponement by the Philadelphia 76ers because Embiid went absolutely ballistic. So, alas, I digress. We are here to talk about the win streak. We're here to talk about the Pelicans. They did defeat the Portland Trailblazers, which was a fantastic effort. As I said, that was 111-97. And we're going to break that game down. We're also going to have a chat about the Birmingham Squadron, how they went in Las Vegas, and all of the recent call-ups because of their great efforts. And signing even to the Pelicans, we took one as well. So very excited to see the guys down there do well. And we're going to talk about all of that here and now. Well, actually in a few minutes, because before that, I need to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up. That'll give you some deposit matches. And we love a discount, so go and do that. Put some money in, get some money back. We love it. And manscaped.com. HOOPBALL20 is the code, HOOPBALL20. That'll give you 20% off and free shipping because we love a discount. And why not treat yourself this festive season or treat others? You know, it is the season of giving. And why don't you let HOOPBALL help you by giving you a nice little cheeky discount on manscaped.com. No doubt you can find a little bargain over there. In addition, please go and follow at @EthosFantasyBK on Twitter, the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all of your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at @EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Follow now. In addition, we have a brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit. And the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS or team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com. And it is the holidays season. It's a season of giving, but stop giving your personal information to your ISP. On top of overcharging, your ISP is allowed to legally sell your browsing history to third-party advertisers for a ton of cash. Take your privacy back with ExpressVPN. Head to our special promotional link at expressvpn.com/hoopball to get 3 bonus months on a 12-month subscription. It's super easy. Turning it on just takes one click, and it works great with streaming services like Netflix or sports packages like League Pass 2. Once more, that's expressvpn.com/hoopball. Grab those 3 bonus months now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Okay, to the game. So, the Portland Trail Blazers had no Nazir Little. Apparently, he's been playing this year. Portland had been keeping him on the bench for a long time, but good to see him getting a run. He was out, so we didn't have to play against him. And coming into the game, Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic were both questionable. Unsurprisingly, they both played. So despite Lillard having a sore, questionable right hamstring, he dropped 39 points on us. It was an absolute masterclass from Dame, but alas, we were too strong. And that really came down to a four-quarter effort from the guys. And a great spread of scoring across, well, and playmaking across the board. The ball moved. We had a whole heap of assists in this game, and really impressive. So 27 assists on the night. We know that magic number is around the 30 mark for us, 25 and above pretty much, and that means we typically win the game. So 27 assists on 42 made field goals, and we were flying. Both teams in the first quarter struggled a bit for offensive rhythm. At one point, Josh Hart had scored the first 5 and Yusuf Nurkic had scored the first 5 for the Blazers. It really was a bit of an arm wrestle. The ball went back and forth, and then eventually, obviously the Pelicans won out, but in that first quarter was a bit scrappy. It wasn't really too exciting. We shot a whole heap of threes, which was a bit uncharacteristic until Willie Green called a timeout and really pulled the guys back into gear. A couple of quick fouls on Jonas. They really targeted going at him in that first quarter, and Billy had to come in and fill in some big minutes, and he was great. Billy played a really good game and was solid. He exploited the mismatches when they put Nance on him, and otherwise he went at Jusuf Nurkić as hard as he could, and really reaped the rewards, got some fouls on Nurk, and we know how much of a dominant force he can be, the big Bosnian beast, and it was good to really go back at him. Like they were targeting Jonas, Jusuf Nurkić is a huge part of their game. He sets a heap of screens to get Dame free, and I thought we did a really good job on him. We won the rebound battle overall. We had 44 to their 31, and that's got to be coming from the team rebounding. If you have a look across the box score, a whole heap of guys had rebounds and multiple rebounds at that, and that was didn't matter what position you were at, you were grabbing them. So really impressive effort there. The second quarter, I was a bit more of an arm wrestle still, 28 to 27. They came out flying a little bit, but we closed fast and really dragged ourselves back into the game. It looked like we were sort of getting that momentum boost and looked like we might run away with it, but then Portland really fought back and went on their own run. Coming out of the half, same again, 30 to 29 in that third quarter, and it looked like we're going to lose that quarter. And then enter stage right, I guess, Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Brandon Ingram did his best to hold on the whole game, and he was absolutely lights out, 28 points. But once again, the supporting cast stepped up to help him down the stretch, and that was Nickeil in this game. Now, we've been critical of Nickeil in this on this pod at times, you know, with his consistency and his confidence. And we've also been big supporters of him at different times as well. When he's going, he's going. You know, they coined the phrase, Antonio Daniels coined the phrase Canada or Team Canada Nickeil. And as we talked about on this pod during the offseason, Nickeil played for Team Canada and he was probably their best player throughout the journey, really trying to drag them to the Olympics. Ironically, Tomas Satoransky hit one of the few shots that he ever hits and ended that run for Team Canada and they fell short and didn't qualify for the Olympics. But Nickeil really looked like he'd taken a step. And unfortunately, coming back into this season, maybe with a new role and the new coach and new system, he had struggled. But big game today down the stretch. He scored 13 straight points in the fourth quarter and you know, finished with 27 on an efficient 10 of 16 shooting. And Willie Green did well to find him, and so did the other players, to make sure that they were riding the hot hand. And Nickeil did well to play controlled. Typically, when he hits a shot, his next shot is just the worst thing you'll ever see in terms of selection. In this, he was patient, and he knew that if he hit a three, then they were going to close out on him. So then he cut past him and went to the basket or found a pass. And Nickeil, honestly, when he plays like that, when he plays under control and doesn't go into this like attempted takeover mode, he is just such a good basketballer and really it was an impressive showing. And I think the Portland Trailblazers probably come storming back harder than they did if Nickeil doesn't keep him at bay. He really did punish him down the stretch. It was also a really good game for Josh Hart. He kicked us off, finished with 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals and a block, 7 of 10 shooting, guarding Damian Lillard when Herb got into foul trouble. And he was just fantastic again. And it was quite funny. He got down the hill a couple of times to start the game. And in the second one, he got fouled. And Antonio Daniels goes, quoting James Brown, superhighways coast to coast. And I think that's a wicked nickname. And that's what Josh Hart should be coined. He should be coast-to-coast Hart, because that is just the epitome of what he's been doing all year. Just getting down the court, getting the offense started quickly and catching defenses off guard and attacking the paint. If they're not set, he will just go at you. And I love to see that for a bloke that's like 6'5", maybe a bit shorter, maybe a bit taller. I don't know. Maybe I'm discounting him an inch or so. But he plays huge, and he plays fast, and he plays strong. And when he's attacking seven-footers like Nurkić, that's all you can ask from your leaders of this team. You know, he played 40 minutes, and he did everything. You can't ask for much more. It was a really impressive effort. And, of course, Brandon Ingram, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 12 of 22. His three-point shooting was down, and his free throws, he missed a couple, but otherwise, he was massive as well. And he was dueling with Damian Lillard. Lillard would hit a big shot, and B.I. would come back to his spot and hit one at the other end. And it was really impressive effort to see. Loved to see what B.I. was doing. And they threw doubles at him. They were flashing him. They were trying to trap him. And he was finding the right man and moving and making that pass. And all credit to him because he did really well. Jonas, after the early foul trouble, he ended up recording another double-double, 10 points and 16 rebounds. Actually, on the last shot of the game, he got that in, and that put him into his double-double. He had a quiet night, only had 10 shots, and that, it purely came down to foul trouble. He wasn't on the court quite as much as you'd like, and didn't get the shots to fall as much. He's only 40% from the field, which you don't see very often. Only played 30 minutes, but you know it's probably good for him to have a bit of a rest. We saw 17 minutes from Billy, who was huge off the bench, as I said, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. And then Nikhil led the way with 27, 3 rebounds, 4 assists off the bench as well. And they were the only two bench guys to score. The rest, we did see 13 minutes from Trey, which I liked. He only had one shot attempt. You would have liked to see him take more, but he played within the offense. He took what he was given, and otherwise, he was good. He was disruptive defensively, and he played his role, and that's what you ask for from the rookie. And Satoransky and Temple just made up the last 20 minutes and didn't really do much at all. So that's okay. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means that we go to 11 and 21 on the season. It puts us 2 games behind the play-in tournament. Because now we're only 15 games behind the top, but 13 games behind 10th. And, you know, you're still only 4.5, 5 games behind 9th, 8th, and 7th. So, it's still wide open. It is still wide open. We've won 8, and well, we've gone 8-5 in the last 13. 7-3 with this starting lineup, with Devontae, Herb, JV, BI, and Hart. You know, and do we begin to dream? Do we think that the play-in is attainable? Absolutely. Absolutely we do. This team is coming. They might be 14th in the West, but between 14th and 6th, 6 games, it's nothing. Between 5th and 14th. Not many at all. And so you go on a bit of a run. We got the Magic, who have only won 6 games this year, coming up. We beat them. You know, all of a sudden, you claw back. You jump ahead of OKC as well. And then you're 13th. I don't know. There's a lot of optimism as well. Zion will come back this season, particularly if there's an opportunity to make playoffs, or at least the play-in. And, you know, while we can't get ahead of ourselves, it'll be a good little boost towards the end of the season, particularly if we can get ourselves in good stead. And you know, we need to win some games because despite the team success, Brandon Ingram deserves to be in that All-Star game. And we've got to get him there by winning enough games to really let the league know that this is a Western Conference All-Star and he needs to be in there. Because he has absolutely earned it and he's dragged us along the whole year. But yeah, all in all, good game. Turnovers were controlled. We only had 15. While that's a few, they had 10, so, you know, we worked back in transition and it wasn't too bad. And honestly, I was impressed with the guys. We looked like we controlled the game for the most part. We responded to every run that they had and exploited the mismatches and played within ourselves. And that's what you want. You don't want guys to try to force things or let the ball get stagnant. We moved the ball, we made our teammates better, and all of a sudden, the Pels win. And they win 3 in a row. So it's the first three-game winning streak of the season, and let's hope we can keep that going in the next game coming up in a couple of days against the Magic. Yeah, they're 6-25 in the East, so let's hope we can give them a run. We'll do that. That is on Thursday night, Friday morning for me. So we'll see what happens there. Now, in the intro, I'd mentioned the Birmingham Squadron. They had won, well, they won 6 straight. Fantastic little G League side in their first season. Coach Ryan Pinone has just had these guys absolutely cooking teams. They've been in Las Vegas. As we said, they didn't qualify for the Winter Showcase or whatever it's called. But got to go over and play a couple of exhibition games. I do that in quotation marks. They still get to play for wins. But it's like a mini tournament they've done to start off the G League season. The guys have done really well. And in result, we had three call-ups from this. Obviously, in the current climate, teams are allowed to sign another player every time they have two COVID-positive players. So if you've been following Woj or Shams on Twitter, you'll see that flat out there's just been a whole heap of signings. And from that, a whole heap of G League guys are getting opportunities. This has been no different to what has happened with Birmingham. So the squadron, or the Pels swooped actually, and have waived Dalton Holmes and signed Jared Harper to a two-way deal. Now, Jared Harper's been fantastic this year. He's really led the squadron in most categories, particularly the scoring. He's been their lead guard, and he looks great. He looked really, really good. We saw in that first game, he dropped 37, I think it was, and he hasn't looked back since then. So really great opportunity for him to get a two-way contract. It's a shame about Thomas. He had had no injuries for 5 years, and he's just done a post himself. He's got a bit of a blog, which you can go and read on his Twitter page, and about him being waived. And you know, he's got a stress fracture in that fibula. It hasn't healed quite as well as they'd hoped. And unfortunately, he has lost his spot for that. But hopefully, we'll see him in the league soon once he's on the mend, because he's got a heap of talent. He's super athletic. But we've added another guard. You know, this really is a good thing. I think we're a little bit shallow at the guard position with really Jose, Nikhil, Satoransky, and now Harper as those guards on the roster. The bench guards, I guess. So he really feels another need. And hopefully he can play a few minutes and get some of that bench scoring going, because we know that they really can. I mean, Jose's been down there as well and deserves some Pelicans minutes, because he has been fantastic down there as well. Absolutely dominating. And, he needs to get a run, because I'm a big fan of Jose, and he's done his time. It's time to bring him back. In addition... In addition to these additions to the roster, being able to sign two new guys, a guy for every two COVID patients, you're able to also have unlimited games with your two-way guys. So your two-way guys can now stay with the team for the whole season instead of just being able to play 50 games as per normal. But great that those guys will get an opportunity. Hopefully we'll get called up, and once they're back from Las Vegas, we'll join the main team, and we'll get to see those guys in action. The other two guys that got signed was Malcolm Hill, who's been absolutely chopping as well. He got to go to the Atlanta Hawks, and also Zion Cheatham, who has signed with the Miami Heat on a 10-day. So, great result for these guys. Disappointing that the squadron are going to lose these guys, but otherwise... this is what they're in there for. This is what the G League's for, to prepare these guys for the NBA, to be able to put them in a position to be called up. And these guys are getting to live their dreams. So all credit to them. The hard work comes from the dedication of these guys. It comes from the coaching staff. It comes from the management. You know, you put yourself in this position to succeed, and all credit to the guys for doing that. We'll miss you at the squadron, but otherwise, all the best with your stints in the league, because you've earned it. So, I'm going to wrap up. The Pelicans take on the Orlando Magic in a couple of days. As we said, we'll touch base after that game. That'll be Christmas Eve, my time. Also got a guest coming up, so there'll be a couple of episodes that day, which should be good. And we will touch base then. So, as always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Ethos Pels as a show, or at Ethos Pelicans as a show, pardon me, I get caught up in it all. Look after yourselves, and bye for now. We'll be right back.
A new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.